I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricane Katrina is being called the worst natural disaster in United States history. Many people have died. Thousands remain displaced. Many in the U.S. believe racism had a part in slow response time to hurricane victims. World Vision's Stephen Haas says that the church has responded with open arms. He's been amazed at the discussions taking place as the church helps.
People begin to say, why are you doing this? What drove you to be kind to me? And obviously that opens up an opportunity for someone to simply share who they are, what their relationship with Christ is all about, and in a very natural way just to continue the conversation.
Next, God is using the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina to give the church an opportunity to be the church. Rick Warren of Purpose Driven Ministry says that in every crisis, the church has an open door to show God's love to those in need. Warren says that the Purpose Driven Network is working and churches surrounding the hurricane zone are caring for more than 150,000 people. Long after the short-term aid is gone, churches will still be there to show God's love in action. And finally, investigators are examining the wreckage from the crash that killed Sudan's Vice President John Garang. Persecution Project Foundation's Brad Phillips says government-orchestrated attacks against Christians have increased dramatically in that war-torn nation.
It seems very clearly that this was a provocation by the government, an attempt to incite violence between Muslim and Christian, and perhaps to try to unravel the comprehensive peace agreement.
Since Garang's death, more than 1,000 southern Sudanese Christians have been killed and hundreds of homes destroyed. Pray for Christ's peace to stabilize Sudan. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International AIDS, available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.